Since 2008, the Virginia Cooperative Extension has tested about 2,500 household water supplies statewide. Nearly half did not meet EPA regulations for total coliform bacteria, and 10% failed the EPA standards for E. coli. This week, the extension is kicking off its low-cost drinking water clinics. Participants receive a sample kit with collection bottles and a questionnaire. A few days later, they drop off their samples at a central location in their counties. The confidential results come back about a month later. Erin Ling is Senior Extension Associate and Coordinator of the Virginia Household Water Quality Program. She says water testing is part of a larger effort to maintain a safe water supply.
A lot of people don't do much to maintain their wells, and that's something that our program is also trying to encourage. So in addition to more regular testing, you know, actually having someone come out and check the well every few years, we're actually setting up a well inspection program working with local drillers across the state to provide that more easily to homeowners.
Ling points out the life cycle of a well is about 25 to 30 years. After that, it can need maintenance to keep on working properly. If it's not in good shape, that's when contaminants can leach in and cause problems.
Each well that's drilled into the ground is basically a direct conduit into that shared groundwater resource. And so our actions, you know, around our wells, you know, choices that we make about spreading herbicides or pesticides, in addition to how that well is maintained, can affect the larger groundwater supply, not just our own supplies.
The Virginia Cooperative Extension runs its water testing clinics in about 25 counties every year, rotating around the state. People in nearby counties are welcome to take advantage of the testing opportunities in counties near them. I'm Robbie Harris.